Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Ngayong umaga sa Healthy Pinoy, pag-uusapan natin ang pagbubuntis sa gitna ng pandemya. Paano ba mapapangalagaan ang mga expecting moms ang kanilang kalusugan, lalo pat kumpara sa karaniwang babae ay may special needs ang mga buntis. So, kung kayo ay isang expecting mom, tutok na sa ating episode at syempre para tayo ay gabayan ngayong umaga, kasama natin muli Dr. Angelica Scott. Magandang araw, Doc Ange!
Magandang araw, Claudette, at magandang araw sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig ngayong araw na to.
Alam po natin ang mga kababaihan or mga buntis, lalo na po may mga special needs sila sa mga panahong ito. And itong pandemic po ay nakaka-cause no, ng dagdag na worries sa ating mga buntis. Base po sa inyong kaalaman, Doc, at batay din sa pakikipag-usap ninyo sa inyong mga pasyenteng buntis, ano po ba yung usual o kadalasang challenges na pinagdadaanan nila?
Tama ka dyan. Itong pandemyang ito, it has brought a lot of challenges sa ating mga pregnant women. Kasi nga itong COVID-19, ito ay hindi naman ini-expect ng ating mga pregnant women, di ba?
Mm.
So, ang mga concerns nila is, firstly, is yung, you know, they're worried that they might contract the COVID or their baby may get it. So we can expect that kasi of the rising cases naman ng COVID-19 as of the moment, di ba? Secondly is yung confusion and anxiety about the COVID vaccine. Mostly yung mga pregnant women natin, they're getting a lot of misinformation from different online platforms. Mga mixed messages. And these all add up to the confusion, to the high levels of fear and anxiety. Another thing rin to that is the social isolation. So due to the lockdowns, some mothers are actually feeling lonely and depressed. They're unable to go out and exercise. They are also unable to attend antenatal classes face-to-face, which adds on to the stress. And also very common is, you know, if they have another child, of course, they are reluctant to take them to the daycare, diba? And that adds to the extra demand at home. It causes extra stress. So those are really the common worries or challenges that most of our women are facing as of the moment.
So given all these worries, Doc, talagang magiging challenging yung pagbubuntis. So paano ba maaaring mapangalagaan ng ating mga pregnant women yung kanilang kalusugan?
Yes, may mga paraan naman. Una dito is, they have to ensure that they allow time for themselves. So self-care is very important, especially when they are pregnant. So it's important they go for exercise, go for a walk, and maintain a healthy diet. So they have to take their pregnancy vitamins regularly as well. Another thing is maintaining social connection despite the lockdown. So kahit na hindi face-to-face, it's important if they do regular video calls or telephone calls with their family and friends. They have to ensure they attend regular appointments there with their doctors and midwives. Kasi ang nangyayari rin kasi because of the fear of contracting COVID-19, sometimes they missed their appointments. But of course, we know that during pregnancy, it's important that they attend the ultrasound appointments and also follow-ups. Lastly, it's very important to get the COVID vaccine because it's approved for pregnancy. Also, yung flu vaccine and also the whooping cough vaccine. So, yung whooping cough vaccine, they are given up after 20 weeks.
Ayun, so mga importanting points yun. Doc, may tanong din tayo mula sa ating mga tagapakinig. Nababahala sila kasi nga, you know, pagbuntis ka, baka bawal mag-exercise, baka mamakunan ka. Is there a safe way para mag-ehersisyo when you're pregnant?
Yes, of course. Very safe naman na mag-exercise during pregnancy. It's good nga because it can strengthen your muscles, diba? So, common recommendations are yung walking, swimming, or yung mga pelvic floor exercises, pwede rin yung yoga, pilates, pwede naman yung mga low-impact aerobic. Hindi naman yan nakakasama sa pregnancy. Of course, general rule is kung they feel unwell, during that exercise, they have to consult their doctor. And also for those women, meron naman mga women who are really doing high impact exercises. So of course, kung meron silang concern, they consult their doctor if okay ba sila to continue. Kasi everyone is different. But generally, yung mga low impact aerobics are really good.
So ayan po, safe mag-exercise at mahalaga mag-exercise when you're pregnant. At nakakatulong yeah. dito sa ating mental health.
Tama-tama ka dyan, Claudette.
When it comes to protection against the virus, Doc, na-mention mo na yung vaccine. Ano pa ba ang mga maari nilang pwedeng gawin para talagang maiwasan nila or maging safe sila kontra sa COVID-19?
Unang-una talaga yung talagang usual things that we normally do, yung mag-wear ng mask, mag-hand washing, at social distancing or stay at home as much as possible, okay? Or if they go out for exercise, but again, away from a lot of people, yeah? So that's one of the main things talaga. Now we can really protect ourselves. Pero pinaka-importante talaga yung sinabi ko kanina is yung COVID vaccine, yeah? Mm-hmm. Kasi safe naman po ito. Unapproved yung Pfizer vaccine sa pregnant women at any stage of pregnancy. Marami kasing mga misinformation about na nakakasama daw ang COVID vaccine sa buntis. Pero dapat natin tandaan na wala namang basihan yung mga information na gano'n na nakakasama ito. In fact, nakakatulong nga ito to produce antibodies to fight COVID vaccine. So, yun kasing mga pregnant women, so that they are the most vulnerable groups of people in the... They are one of the most vulnerable group of people in this pandemic. Especially yung mga merong underlying medical conditions like asthma, diabetes, you know, higher risk sila of hospitalization. So, pwedeng kung magka-COVID man sila, there's a higher risk of premature birth and also yung chances na yung newborn may need further care sa hospital.
Mahalaga ang bakuna. Ayan, papaalala sa atin ni Doc. And finally, Doc, pregnancy is not just yung babae lang o yung buntis lang mangangalaga sa sarili niya. Sa partnership, kasi ginawa nila parehong mag-asawa. So, ano po ba yung mga suporta na pwedeng ibigay ni Mr. kay Missy sa panahon na nagbubuntis siya sa gitna ng pandemya?
Yes, it's true, Claudette, na, you know, kailangan talaga ng suporta ni Mr. in times of pandemic. Yung buntis, nag-worry about pandemic. So, it's important na suportahan ni Mr. Si Missy. So, firstly, it's important to listen to her concerns, you know, na it's normal na ang pregnant women can be anxious and worried. So it's important na si Mr. i-encourage na and i-reassure niya si Mrs. na okay lang, you know, like, kasi minsan kung buntis ka, you have so many worries, you know, yung parang your mind doesn't stop, you think about the worst, yeah? So mahalagang i-encourage ni Mr. at i-reassure niya si Mrs., okay? So, importante din na tanungin ni Mr. na anong mga needs niya, anong wants niya. Kasi minsan, si Mrs. ay hindi nagsasabi. Oo, kasi siguro sa heightened level of stress and anxiety, minsan hindi na nagsasabi ng anong worries nila. So it's important that the partner should also ask what's her needs, di ba? It's also important to encourage her to make time for herself. For herself, especially if they have other children. Because life as a mom can be so overwhelming, especially if they're pregnant. You know, sometimes they don't have time for themselves. So it's very important that the partner should encourage her to take a break and set aside a relaxation time. So another thing is also, it's very important to offer her physical support, such as helping cleaning, cooking, looking after the children, and doing other household chores. And lastly, it would be very beneficial if they offer, you know, yung back and foot massage.
I love that.
Because being pregnant, you know, the women experiences a lot of back pain. And doing this massage can help ease the muscle tension and spasms. And also foot massage is very, you know, useful, nakaka-distress.
Yes. Approve na approve yung mga payo mo, Doc, no? At sana ay na may nakuha yung ating mga tagapakinig. Doc, ano po ang nais niyong mensahe sa lahat ng ating mga buntis dyan?
Sa lahat ng mga buntis, you can do this, okay? I know na may mga worries sila, at may mga concerns sila, but we have to remember na if we do the right thing, malalagpasan natin ito. At saka marami naman ako mga patients na nabuntis, nanganak, and they're all fine. So, I know you're worried, but you can do this. And definitely, you know, you have people around you to support you.
Ayan po, mga payo mula kay Dr. Angelica Scott. At para naman sa ating mga buntis na nanay dyan, laging tandaan po na ang inyong kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Ako po si Claudette Centeno para sa Healthy Pinoy. Healthy Pinoy.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.